Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, celebrating his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software. His website is timberry.com, among others. You're going to want to make sure you're following whatever he has to say. He's one of the wise men of our time. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. How many times have we seen examples in history where somebody worked on something really hard and they tried to make it happen and it just wouldn't happen? Maybe they even lost everything because of it. And then a year or 5 or 20, somebody came along, or that person picked it up again, and it wasn't anything wrong with the idea. It was just the timing was wrong. What do you think?
I think it happens all the time. I think you can be too early. Of course, too late is obvious, but too early as well. Yeah. And sometimes we don't realize the nuance of the external conditions being right or the external conditions being wrong, and not to mention luck, you know, just sometimes things happen. Sometimes the differences are so small that you don't realize that this is a different thing.
How do we know, though? See, this blends into knowing when to quit. You know what I mean? That's one of the toughest decisions. One of the toughest things any entrepreneur has ever done is to know when to quit. When is this wrong? Why do I know when it's wrong? When do I cut my losses? When am I getting into, I'm thinking of the airplane example. Anyway, it gets into knowing when to quit. And should you ask yourself, okay, is this a bad idea or is it just bad timing?
Yeah. And should I change my plan or keep implementing? And talk about case-by-case basis. There's no algorithms for that exactly, although you mentioned something in the previous segment that might actually be the decider. It's that very, very important phrase, cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't get the choice. Sometimes the quitting happens because the business runs down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jim, that goes to this problem of also staying open and flexible to all the changing so that you don't get caught not doing something today just because it didn't work 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That is something you have to think about. If you had a good idea and it didn't work, I mean, maybe you don't need to get rid of it. Maybe maybe the timing wasn't right. Could have been that you didn't have enough capital to launch it the right way or whatever. What we're saying is if you have an idea, don't assume it's a bad idea if it didn't work.
Yeah, and because the other thing that, I mean, the corollary of don't assume it won't work now because it didn't work 3 years ago is a lot of us are in danger of this where, why are you doing that? Because we've always done it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes we've always done it that way is not a good reason to do it.
That's another
flexibility.
That's a real problem for small businesses that are in the second, third generation, isn't it?
Oh, and it doesn't even take generations. It just takes a few years before people get kind of locked in. I mean, 3 years, 5 years of doing things the same way can sometimes lock those channels with the way we are. Mm. And the suggestion that comes in from the new people that maybe there's another way to do this, well, no, for heaven's sakes, you don't understand. We've always done it this way. You know,
how many times
does that seem like the end of the conversation? We've always done it this way.
But isn't the way to find out if your idea is going to make it isn't the way to do that. And I think you've taught us this over the years, Tim, is to start to make little bitty decisions about it. You know, introduce it. I love the story. I still tell the story you tell about the guy who wanted to get in the soup business, and you asked him if anybody had ever tasted his soup. So, anyway,
you're right. The ideas really have to prove themselves. There's a limit to what you can guess.
And make them prove themselves by their ideas before you get too much invested in them. Hey, Tim, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 15 great years.
Jim, thank you very much. I always enjoy it.
We'll see you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.